Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We're having a great visit with our good friend Kathy Perry. Kathy is the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, one of the top social media experts on the planet. And she's my social media expert. You know, I talked about earlier about people who can help you with your social media strategy. Kathy works does that for us. And I encourage you to give her let her know that you need some help, and she will help you. Kathy with a K. Paired with the P.com, right, Kathy? Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Thanks, all right, Jim. So check that out. Kathy, I just pointed out something in the previous visit with someone, with Mark Babbitt, that that today 14 billion clicks will happen on Facebook and Instagram. Not counting Twitter, not counting Google Plus, not counting, you know, Pinterest, all that.
Yeah.
On those two sites, 14 billion clicks. That's astonishing. I mean, I don't think there are 14 billion traditional media impressions in a day, in the traditional media these days. I mean, if you said, would you imagine there are 14 billion? I mean, it's hard. It'd be hard to imagine, right?
But it is hard to imagine.
But that's the, and this is, folks, this is the new media. If there are that many eyeballs going to that, to those places, that's where your folks are hanging out. And you know, the young people don't have televisions, Kathy.
No.
They don't have televisions anymore.
No,
they don't have cable.
Cell phones and their iPads.
They don't have cable. They don't read books. Right? I mean, how could you read a book if you're doing 14 billion clicks on Facebook, for God's sake?
That's right.
So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this is where people are.
Another great statistic: 8 billion video views per day on Facebook.
Just on Facebook.
Just on Facebook. Yeah,
on their mobile,
and most of them are on their mobile device. You know, When you look at that, and actually one of the things that Facebook has done is it has now expanded their ad network to include Instagram, because many, 74% of the millennials are hanging out on Instagram. They're not on Facebook.
Right, because their parents were following them on Facebook.
Yes, and so they moved over to Instagram.
That's right.
And even my kids, they're on Instagram. They're not on Facebook anymore.
Yeah.
And so... But because Facebook owns Instagram, now they've added that ability to target that market through Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's one of those choices. And they've added new call-to-action buttons saying, you know, send a message, contact us, call us now. You know, they've added so many new things, page messaging, where a small business can... you know, answer questions about their offering, you know, for special events. They've got a lot of new types of ways to help a small business when you're marketing to that community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but you do have to speak to them very personably. They all have to feel like you're telling a story about who you are and why they should do business with you, because they have obviously so many choices. So if you don't personalize it to your audience, it really makes it tougher to get their attention.
Well, and see, that's the part, that's why I use the word relevance.
Yes.
Because that's there's got to be context for the relationship.
There is, and actually the relevancy score on Facebook is huge as far as getting your message in front of that audience.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a low score, it makes it really difficult.
Yeah.
And isn't it
easier for a small business to ramp up that score than it would be for a big company? It should be, shouldn't it?
No, but it has to do with so many things. So many factors go into it. It's how many people are sharing and commenting and clicking. And, you know, so there's so many factors that go into it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they hide your message or your information, that counts against you. So it's really a very complicated algorithm that they don't want you to know exactly how it's figured out, but certainly I'll have a client that will run two ads, identical ads in two different markets, and depending on how those people respond to that ad, one ad might have a relevancy score of 2, the other one might have a 5, and mm-hmm. it's just, or even an 8. And then they do relevancy based on 1 through 10, with 10 being the best. And, I'm thrilled if we even get close to a 10, because it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Because it still depends on the audience. And
even those, Kathy, high relevance ads they're not really call to action, though, either, are they? I mean, even with that, you have to be patient, don't you?
Well, no, a lot of them, you can create pretty immediate call to action ads with Facebook. So I can send them directly to a web page, a website, and it could be a landing page.
But don't you have to earn the right? But don't you? Haven't you already had to be relevant to them beforehand to do that? I mean, don't you have to set it up?
Or yep. Your message has to be very succinct.
You have to set it up to get the benefit of that. Yeah.
It really takes some effort. Yeah.
KathyPerry.com, ladies and gentlemen. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. There are some new rules out there for Instagram third-party apps. I'll say that again. Kathy's going to tell us about those new rules for you to pay attention to after these messages and other things with our good friend Kathy Perry. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.